Moving next to the r/geopolitics community, where global security, strategic alliances, and maritime law are taking center stage. Our first major discussion focuses on a chilling headline: the global freedom of the seas is dying in the Strait of Hormuz, and everyone, everywhere, will pay the tolls. The Post explores growing concerns that the de facto tolling of the Strait of Hormuz could trigger a dangerous domino effect for critical shipping bottlenecks across the globe. This shift threatens to drive up international inflation and effectively dismantle key components of international maritime law. As Iran insists on implementing a fee structure for vessels traversing the strait, and with the United States seemingly unable to prevent it, analysts warn that other nations may soon follow suit elsewhere. Observers point to potential copycat moves in Asia's Strait of Malacca or in European waters. In the comments, community members debated the wider geopolitical fallout. One user remarked, "Just wait for China to enforce a toll to traverse their claim over the South China Sea." Which, as it turns out, is essentially the entire South China Sea. Another commenter noted that this is why a hegemonic power avoids zero-sum policies. Meanwhile, a more optimistic game theory perspective was offered by a user arguing that freedom of navigation remains a clear Pareto optimality. This commenter suggested that even if Iran initially imposes fees, a broad international coalition terrified of maritime freedom collapsing would quickly slap severe sanctions on Tehran until the policy is reversed, concluding that Iran is ultimately better off maintaining free passage to avoid crushing economic isolation. Next up in the subreddit, a critical discussion emerged around the headline, "Canceling military exercises hurts us, not our enemies." This post sparked intense debate over the role of military readiness and strategic deterrence. Top comments highlighted that military excellence is not an inherited trait that automatically passes from one administration to the next. Instead, readiness must be rebuilt daily through training, maintenance, logistics, and exercises that cost money and create friction with potential adversaries. Users emphasize that exercises like Ulchi Freedom Shield exist to convince adversaries like Kim Jong-un that starting a war would be catastrophic. If leaders want to boast about having the world's best military, they must understand the foundation required to maintain it. Other users quickly pivoted to related strategic anxieties, asking how quietly China might be preparing an invasion of Taiwan in the background. The subreddit also closely followed developments in the Middle East with the post titled, "Syria, U.S. Envoy Barak Accuses Israel of Overnight Strike on Idlib Airbase." The discussion centered on Tom Barak, the United States envoy to Iraq and Syria, who publicly condemned overnight strikes on the Abu al-Dur airfield. Barak stated that the current government has neither adopted a predatory posture nor maintained proxy forces, and has repeatedly signaled a preference for de-escalation with Israel. While Israeli sources denied involvement and the Israel Defense Forces declined to comment, the fact that a sitting U.S. envoy openly criticized an unattributed attack suggests Washington believes it knows who pulled the trigger. Community members analyzed the fragile state of Syria, with one top commenter pointing out that Turkish troops had reportedly been stationed at the base and had only left hours before the strikes, leading to speculation about potential Turkish retaliation. Another detailed analysis argued that the current Syrian government has zero intention of fighting anyone. The user noted that Syria is arguably the country most exhausted by war on the entire planet, lacking the dynamism, manpower, and financial strength to wage conflict. While Israel is under no obligation to lower its security posture, commenters questioned whether unilateral attacks serve any constructive purpose given the region's immense devastation. Finally, a pair of interconnected threads: Trump says U.S. to reduce military drills with South Korea after it stayed out of Iran war, and South Korea president stresses U.S. alliance as many baffled by Trump order to cut exercises, drew massive engagement. These posts examined the fallout from Washington's shifting defense commitments and the state of the U.S.-South Korean alliance. Commenters expressed deep bafflement over the timing and rationale, with some speculating that South Korea's refusal to send ships to the Strait of Hormuz played a major role. Others suggested there were likely undisclosed behind-the-scenes demands or quid pro quo negotiations that Seoul failed to meet, leaving South Korea scrambling to reaffirm the security alliance while recognizing that the United States remains, as one user put it, the only game in town for a security guarantee as the reach of the Pax Americana continues to shrink.